Now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Looking for a soapbox? Phone lines are open at 367-1240.
26 minutes after 11 o'clock as we shift gears and welcome back to the studio, George Choplan. George, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jeff. I can't complain. You know, life is wonderful. And, hey, we live in the greatest area right here, Acadiana.
No doubt about it. We missed you last year. The pandemic canceled a couple of events you have promoted in the past.
Yes, sir. The pandemic kind of put a little, a little spoke in the wheel right there. And we're trying to get things rolling again right here. And I'm the publicity chairman for the St. Lucie Lights Festival. It's a family fun celebration, which will be held on December the 11th on St. Martin de Tours Church Ground at 4 p.m., Mass will be held at St. Martin de Tours. Also, we'll have registration for the chariot parade. The chariot parade is a kids' box derby, which they work on it, and they have emulated lights they'll come across. We had some entrants last year that were unbelievable, Jeff. I mean, this thing was something else. And it'll start after the blessing by Father Vadrine at 5:15, then the chariot parade will start then.
How are the chariots powered?
What it is, some of them come up with some routines that you've never seen before. They have electronic things, some of them homemade, just about anything. We'll have the categories for the kids that will be participating. Everybody will win, you know, some sort of award, because we have awards that we present to these children and all that. And, I mean, look. But let's face it, you know, there's some kids that are very talented, but, you know, mom and dad likes to get involved, too.
Sometimes, yeah. Never had help with my projects, that's for sure.
Oh, what? And then at the same time, we have Christmas music, but we'll have an open house, the St. Martin de Tours Rectory. Something to where people could come in, see, you know, the artifacts of what we have in that presbytery, which is the St. Martin de Tours Rectory, and where the priest lives. Mm-hmm. Gives you an idea of what he goes through day by day, and also look at the things that most people never go in a rectory before, and they don't even know what pertains, you know, in there, too, you know? And it gives them an opportunity to look.
Yeah, rare opportunity.
Oh, and then we have photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. I mean, the kids, we had a great time, you know, in the past, and hopefully to bring that family fun celebration back, because we get a chance to where the kids can take photo pictures with Santa, and it makes it an enjoyable time for everyone, too. We have our lighting of the lights that start at 6.
And once the sun is fully down.
And then Father, we'll have a countdown. We always do a countdown. Father Vadrine will be the recipient this year to flip the switch. He's our new parish priest. Wonderful man. Can't talk enough about him, because he's just that special guy that we all love right now. And at the same time, we'll have music entertainment. We'll have Teddy Bobbin that will be playing his saxophone. Christmas songs on saxophone, too, you know. We'll have movies. We'll have Christmas caroling from the Hebert family singing Christmas songs, okay? And we all have the Community Jesus Christ Spiritual Care Unit. Anyone that would like to confess, you know, their sins and all, they're more than welcome to be there, because he'll be right there on the church ground with the unit. We have our live nativity that evening. All the kids are involved in the live nativity. It's so heartwarming to see what it is, that special time of the year, because let's face it, Christ is the reason for the season, you know what I mean?
And, no doubt.
And
it's in the Word.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And then after that, we'll have a memorial candle that lighting for our lost loved ones this past year. We lost so many people this year. And myself, you know, I've lost a lot of good friends. I've lost relatives and all that. And just to commemorate. And the candles will be lit on the church grounds and all that, Jeff. And I think it's a special time, you know, to go ahead and do that. But we'll also have hot chocolate, sweets, jambalaya.
Gotta
And then you can call the church rectory if you want information, 394-6021 or Tilly Duplechin, 303-4097.
Excellent. So again, I'm guessing no charge to get in, but if you want to buy some jambalaya, you want to buy some hot chocolates,
you make
some sweets.
That's up to you. You know what I mean? Can I give you a little bit? We have time to
work. Yeah, we got plenty of time.
I wanted to give you a little bit of history of St. Lucie. St. Lucie Festival started in 1990 by our priest, Father Keith Duaron. Mm-hmm. And what it was, he thought it was a need to where we could get people coming together. And being the patron of eyes, St. Lucie, the eye is a delicate instrument to where you can see so many beautiful things in the world itself. The clouds, the birds, the seas, and everything. And sometimes we take things for granted, you know, especially the eyes. And that's why Father decided to go ahead and have a host a festival to where he got some of the parishioners together. And we did, you know, boots, and we had also vendors, and we managed to get the lights getting going at that particular time. So he is the original priest that got this St. Lucie Festival, and I want to give him some commendation on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're trying to keep a tradition going, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful time of the year to be with your family and have a great time. So I wanted to give you that little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt. So again, all the events, one day, next Saturday, not this Saturday the 4th, but Saturday the December 11th. How about parking and those kind of things over there?
We have the parking lot, church parking lot. We have places to where they can go ahead and park along the block, too. We have also where most of the time the banking area where St. Martin Bank, well, not St. Martin, Hub City Bank, hardly ever uses that. People park in that area, you know. I mean, we got different places to where you can park to where accommodate a lot of people. We had, a few years ago, we had a great turnout, weather cooperating, all that. Praying for the weather again, you know how that goes.
You haven't looked that far ahead, but boy, we got a nice week coming up.
Ooh, yes, 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 a beautiful week. I wanted to say, give you you and your staff, y'all have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. From us at St. Martinville, the tours, and being the, how you say, the spokesman for the public relations, man, something I enjoy. I love getting the word out.
Oh, no doubt. And we love being conduits for that information.
Well, I thank you for your time. I thank you for the time that you've given us every year at the time I came in, you know. Sorry about last year.
it was an interesting year, no doubt about it. We will look forward to it, and we'll continue to remind folks all about this over the next week and a few days there.
I really appreciate that, Jeff. And again, God bless. Okay?
Likewise, George. Appreciate it.